This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Alex Ovechkin from his office. I mean, is there anything cooler in hockey right now than Alex Ovechkin in his office, firing goals left and right? I mean, it just feels like when he's in that position, when he's on that spot on the ice, it doesn't matter if it's a good pass or not. It really doesn't. And that's part of his greatness. It's been incredible to watch. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wad Radio. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Commanders beat writer David Harrison. What's going on, David?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I know I want to talk Commanders with you, but would you like to chime in on Alex Ovechkin tying Wayne Gretzky's record?
I mean, it's just a great moment, right? Like, look, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not the biggest hockey fan in the world, and I think I was living in Colorado when I first got interested in hockey. It's when the Colorado Avalanche moved to Colorado, so we were all very excited, and of course their early success made it easy to be a hockey fan. Always enjoy going to the facility, and when I get to see the Caps in action and seeing the highlight clips from, you know, Chick Hernandez, JP Finley, like Mitch Tischler was throwing out stuff, like, it's just cool, man. Like, even if you're not the biggest hockey fan in the world, you have to appreciate greatness, and when it's happening in your backyard, like, you just have to do it even more. And OV seems to be the kind of dude that you can genuinely be happy for having that type of success. So you know, I'm just curious, like, is the next one going to come on the road? Is it going to come at home? You know what I mean? Obviously, it's going to be great no matter when it comes, but you would love it to be in front of the home crowd. But, I mean, just, like, the dude is literally, and I don't know if it's sunk in yet, but, you know, he's about to do something, man. You just think about it, no human in existence has ever done. And that's just cool. When people do that, that's just cool.
Yeah. No, really well said, David. And I completely agree with you in terms of, like, I think one of the greatest accomplishments of Alex Ovechkin's career in a Capitals jersey is Washington, D.C., is growing the sport in this country and growing this fan base.
Yeah.
And so many people that don't love hockey start going to games and start watching the games because you've got one of the greats, and it helps you fall in love with the sport. So I really do think, you know, he has single-handedly helped grow this sport in Washington, D.C., grow this fan base, grow this organization, because he's been at the face of it. He's been at the front of it throughout his entire time. David Harrison
with us.
Yep, here on the Rude Guest Hotline. So the Washington Commanders have the 29th overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. And I want to start with this question. So, David, I've been saying A-plus for Adam Peters this offseason. I mean, left tackle, You finally got a guy to replace Trent Williams. Feels like we've been trying to do that for a decade. You get Deebo Samuel. Yeah. My one issue, I think, was I thought Jeremy Chinn earned another contract here in Washington. I was kind of sad to see him go. But in Adam Peters, we trust. What can you tell us about what you've learned about the type of player Will Harris is?
I mean, just talking to people, you know, in New Orleans, I've got a lot of friends that are on the New Orleans Saints beat. I know Will was only there for a year, but, like, the first words that kind of come out of their mouths about him is energy and leadership, right? And then you turn on the tape and you kind of see that energy even from his days before playing in New Orleans. Then you hear his interview, and that's exactly what he talks about, is he remembers the energy that the Commanders brought to New Orleans. You remember seeing it on tape or on TV or whenever you got the opportunity to watch the Commanders. And you know, there were multiple conversations from new guys coming in here. I mean, there were references to just getting off the bus. You could tell that this was a team that kind of had it all put together, and he just wants to bring that energy with him. And he mentioned leadership. And I think that what's really cool is, like, obviously, you know, I don't think Will Harris is coming here trying to be like, hey, Bobby, you know, Bobby Wagner, future Hall of Famer, I got this, you sit down, take a break. There's different types of leadership and different levels of leadership. And I think that when you talk about a young secondary, a young safety group, especially like Quan Martin is, you know, arguably like the most experienced guy they got on this roster outside of Will. And he's very young in his career. That brand of leadership doesn't have to be the team captain every week, doesn't have to be, you know, the most notable name on the field, but just understanding that he has a role to play here that's not just trying to get tackles, trying to get interceptions or whatever it is, but also influencing the others around him. That's what made this team achieve everything they did last year. So if Will Harris can bring that, which, again, everybody that's covered him before that I've talked about or I've talked to says that's exactly what he's going to do. That's even beyond what he does physically. It's just going to expand his influence.
That's great to hear, David. Continuing with the defensive side of the ball, it feels like all offseason there's been buzz about Washington getting an edge rusher. You know, first it was Myles Garrett, then it was Trey Hendrickson. Mm-hmm. And now it feels like, you know, there's more buzz about Trey Hendrickson. I guess, is that going to continue through a draft night? Mm-hmm. Who is going to end up being the next edge rusher for the Washington Commanders? Would you put more money in than making a trade for a guy or for it being a draft pick in the first round?
I think it's more likely to be a draft pick. You know, I think that the prospect of bringing in Trey has to be intriguing. And, you know, I'm sure, I don't know if we'll ever get confirmation specifically, but I'm sure that, you know, Adam has been involved with at least a handful of phone calls with the Cincinnati Bengals. But the Bengals have kind of always maintained that their first goal is to bring him back. Trey has said publicly that his goal is to stay in Cincinnati. And every Bengals reporter I talk to, they say that they believe at the end of the day, Trey will be a Bengal still, you know. So everything can change on draft night, right? We kind of saw a similar trajectory with A.J. Brown when he got traded to the Eagles. Like, if the Bengals go out there and they draft themselves an edge rusher, maybe that kind of turns the needle a little bit and deal gets done. So never say never. But I just kind of feel like right now it feels like the organization here is kind of just focused on what can we do in the draft. And, you know, with all the picks that Adam has already spent, it's more about maximizing what he's got left. If that, you know, includes bringing in a player at every pick and not getting any more capital, or if it's, you know, trading back and gaining more capital, I think that's kind of the emphasis right now. But, you know, again, everything can turn on a dime. So that's why even at pick number 29, we'll all be there from pick one to the end of the night, because you never know what's going to happen and when.
David Harrison with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's talk JD5 for a second. Jaden Daniels, incredible rookie season, rookie of the year. But I think most people would agree, like, he left some plays on the field. There, as great as it was, there was room for improvement in terms of throwing the ball away, taking less sacks, taking less hits, maybe getting rid of the ball quicker on certain occasions. I think my biggest thing that I want him to work on this offseason is to get in the weight room, to try to get bigger, to get his shoulders bigger so he can take more hits. I love that they've put better offensive linemen around him to keep him healthy. What was the biggest thing you wanted Jaden to improve on this offseason?
Yeah, I think you'd love to see the short game kind of get better. You kind of just mentioned it, right? I talked about a lot last season, the check down game, where, you know, you see him run out of bounds for those negative 1 yard sacks or take a negative 1 yard hit, like you just talked about. And I think that it really kind of talks about the multiple dimensions protecting quarterback, right? We all, whenever you say protecting quarterback, we all look immediately to the offensive line. And that's important, and that's, you know, the main way to do it, of course. But there's also the quarterback himself and his decision-making. There's also the ability for weapons to be available when he needs them in a pinch. And there's also the scheme. And a lot of times when I saw Jaden throw short, like into what would be considered a quote-unquote check-down area, it looked to me like it wasn't so much a check-down as in a decision by the quarterback to find a close weapon to use, but more so part of the progression, part of the play. It was almost kind of designed to look like a downfield scan with a check-down ultimately as the result. And, again, that's an impression. Could be correct in some points. It could be wrong at some points. But I think that's where you kind of want to see things get a little bit better. And then he avoids some of those hits, like you mentioned, some of those negative 1 yard running out of bounds. You get the ball into the hands of a playmaker. Look, maybe they only gain 2 yards, but maybe they gain 22, right? Like, you just give them the opportunity to make those plays. And so part of it is his decision-making, but also get to have the guys. I think Debo is going to be a big part of that as well. And then we'll see. I mean, look, the Commanders brought back all four of their you know, primarily used running backs last year. But I know Commanders fans are still very hungry for a running back in the draft. And there's certainly plenty of those guys that look like the types of guys who can be those short-term, those short-area outlet options for a quarterback like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to say because he had such an incredible completion percentage as a rookie. But yeah, he could have taken what the defense was offering him and had an even better percentage if he had taken more of the dump-offs. I mean, you pointed to a few moments. I specifically remember him trying to fake out N'Kobe Dean when Zach Ertz was wide open in the first time they played against the Philadelphia Eagles. So sometimes, you know, I think he's going to learn to try not to be the hero on every play and just take what the defense is offering you, hit the open receiver. Speaking of the receivers, Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel, Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne. Does Washington need another wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like pass rushers, right? You never have too many weapons. You never know what's going to happen in the course of the season. You know, the big knock from a lot of people on Debo is his ability to stay healthy, and some of that is not, you know, very fairly. The dude caught pneumonia. There's not a lot you can do about that, you know, type of thing. You know, Terry obviously has been very reliable in his career. And let me find some wood to knock on before I talk about this. But, you know, that's always something that you have to kind of be prepared for. So I would never expect Adam Peters to see a premium weapon, you know, for the spot that they're picking available and say, like, man, like, this dude could really do some great things in our offense, unlock some great things for our offense, and not take him, right? And we got to remember, like, Noah is great. I think that Noah's got a lot of talent, and certainly I think a lot of fans have confidence in him, right? But he's not exactly on this team what I would consider a guy who's kind of locked into his spot for years and years on end, right? Debo is on an expiring contract. Luke is still a development guy. We'll see, you know, where that development takes a step. So even though we all love, I think we like the names, we like the depth, and you look at it and you say, man, that's a really good group. Michael Gallup, certainly last time we saw him really playing, has a lot of potential. I don't think there's anything there that says you just can't take a receiver. So if a guy like Isaiah Bond from Texas is there day two at a pick for the Commanders, and you at least have to take a hard look at him before you pass on him.
David, really appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is David Harrison, Commanders beat writer. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, and always available on the go on the free Odyssey app. We've been talking about Alex Ovechkin. You heard goal 894 last night here on The Fan, an amazing call. And just it's so cool to have this national story here in our backyard, and I am such a big fan of Alex Ovechkin. We've been talking about him throughout the show today. How about we hear from his teammates? What kind of a teammate is Alex Ovechkin? Here is Tom Wilson.
My career to just have a front row seat and watch. I'm just really, really happy for him, Nastia, his family, his kids. Seeing him go skate over to Sergei and tap the glass, and Nastia's dad was there, and it's just... You try and burn those images into your head for as long as you can remember.
When I'm done playing and look back on it, it'll be one of the biggest honors of my career to be able to play with Ovi. Thank you. Thank you. From Tom Wilson on his teammate and friend, Alex Ovechkin. And we've been able to witness it all here in Washington, D.C., and that's kind of what's so cool about his legacy, is that he's played his entire career here in D.C. I keep saying, because I think this is one of his biggest accomplishments, outside of now being the record holder for most game-winning goals with 136, tied for most goals in the history of the sport, 894, is I don't know that there's another athlete that has grown the fan base like Alex Ovechkin. Like, so many people care about hockey now because solely of Ovechkin. So many people rock the red and goes to Caps games solely because of one of Alex Ovechkin. He's one of one. He's a unicorn because he does not shy away from the action, right? He wants to get hit. He seeks out contact. He was a number one overall pick that panned out. That's another part of his legacy. Not just the greatest goal scorer, but one of the best finishers, a great passer. Drafted by the Caps, raised by the Caps, a great teammate, one of the greatest teammates of all time. You know, first player in league history, the three 40-goal campaigns at 35 or older. What he's done this season is incredible, and we've been able to witness all of it. And on Sunday, he'll play against the New York Islanders on the road, same team that Gretzky got his final NHL goal against, and he will have played the same number of games as Gretzky, 1,487. TNT will have an Ovi cast. We've had Coach K cast. We've had, Barry Bonds. We've had Drew Brees. Feels like we've had Tom Brady, all of them. Now we get our guy, Alex Ovechkin, with his own isolated camera. Here's what I'm wondering is, if you've witnessed all of this and you've been a DC sports fan like I have your entire life, where does Ovi rank in your personal favorite DC sports athletes of all time? Because we've been talking about this. I think that now that he's tied the record and when he breaks it, there's going to be no way that anybody will ever catch him. He is the greatest DC sports athlete of all time. I don't think it's close. It's the record. It's the Stanley Cup. It's the longevity that he's always done it for one team, the Washington Capitals. So he's probably number one greatest DC sports athlete. But who's your personal favorite that you enjoyed watching? Because he just will move to the top of my list. I'm going to be honest with you. The top of my list was and has been Santana Moss. Because I just have the greatest memory of, and I like to tell this story, Monday night against the Cowboys, my dad put me to sleep, Max. I was like 12 years old. I snuck out, snuck into the guest room, turned on the TV, and saw Santana Moss, Monday Night Miracle, 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter against the Cowboys. And there's something about the fact that he's undersized, and he's a speed guy, and yet everybody around the country, it felt like, loved Randy Moss, but my guy was Santana Moss. He was all-time my favorite D.C. sports athlete, personal favorite to watch. I think Alex Ovechkin's now jumped him to number one. I'd probably put Ryan Zimmerman number 3, Gilbert Arenas number 4. The fact that I got to see my GOAT in basketball, Michael Jordan, play for the Wizards, I'll put him at number 5. Jaden Daniels is already in the top 10 because he's given me the greatest football season of my life in the past 30 years. Never seen my team get to a conference championship game. Year one of JD5, we accomplished that, so I'll put him there at number 6. Ryan Kerrigan at number 7. TJ Oshie at number 8. Let me throw in there Juan Dixon at number 9. And Tony Skin as number 10. So that'd be my personal favorite all-time DC sports athletes. But I do think that Ovechkin has jumped to the top. I get so much joy watching him play. And as the caller said there, it did feel like last night, even watching on TV and not being in the building, that there was just energy every time he touched the puck. You can't even describe it. It was like you knew something was going to happen. Anytime he touched the puck, you knew that there was a chance he was going to score. You felt like he was going to score because the energy in the building. And I even talked about this on my show yesterday. I felt like there was going to be so much energy in the building, and if he scored one, he might score two. If he scored two, he might score three. And he got damn close to scoring three. In fact, he had an opportunity to score a third. Here's Alex Ovechkin, why he said no to getting an empty net goal.
Alex, you said you didn't want to break it on an opening net. You look like you told your coach, Spencer Carberry, no. Can you just tell us about your decision there?
I have a pretty good chances in the last minute. if Stromer gave me a nice pass, and he's like, you want it? I said, let's wait. So I'm happy for it. Leo scored his first NHL goal. The kid have a great future. Tonight's is an unbelievable night for the organization, for hockey, for DC. Wayne Gretzky saw that, and it's unbelievable.
No empty net goal, so the hunt for history, the chase for greatness, continues to Sunday. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio. 1067 The Fan, simulcast on Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Here on 106.7, the Ovechkin today. 894 last night. How cool was that? If you were in the building and you were part of the excitement, you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I'm trying to figure out, what's the craziest part of this season? Is it the fact that Alex Ovechkin freaking broke his leg and then came back 5 weeks later? Is it the 40-plus goals at 39 years old? Or maybe it's just that the team has 107 points. The team is in first place in the Eastern Conference standings. A massive lead. It's just been an amazing season, and it would just make so much sense that Alex Ovechkin breaks the record. before the end of this regular season. Will it be on Sunday? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Been part of an amazing season here for the Washington Capitals and Alex Ovechkin. It's been so cool. If you're listening, you can tweet us your thoughts as well at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Tweet me your thoughts. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Andy tweets me that he's listening. Hannah tweets me that she's listening. Patrick as well. We got Linnell who's hanging around the studio. He will be taking over live and local here at 12 noon. What's going on? Big L, Nell, Linnell.
What are you calling it? 1067 The Ovechkin?
I mean, it's just the coolest thing ever. I cannot believe that some caller on Chris Russell's show gave Max 2 tickets to bring his brother to the game last night.
Hold on, Max.
The power of radio. Snacks Amos was in the building last night.
That's true.
That's actually crazy. And I think you may have talked up that caged animal because he's calling on line 4 right now.
He called earlier, and I said his name, and then he hung up on me.
I think it's incredible that actually happened. Max mentioned nothing like that to me. If there's any fans out there that want to give your boy a ticket, I'm a Caps virgin, AWOT.
Now you sound never like G from the shop. He's begging for tickets.
I mean, I've never been to a Caps game in my life. I had an opportunity, what was it, last weekend? Chase Hughes invited me out. I caught a stomach bug. It was barfing everywhere, so
damn.
I couldn't end up making it.
You missed a boys' night with Chase Hughes?
Missed a boys'
killing
night
me.
With Chase Hughes because bad seafood.
Yeah. Linnell, let me ask you a question because I talked about this at the beginning of the show. David Harrison mentioned this as well. I think one of Alex Ovechkin's greatest accomplishments is growing the sport fan base in D.C.
Oh, my goodness. 110%. I'm going to just be real, open, honest, and transparent, right?
Sure.
This, growing up, this for me is a football town, a basketball town. But when I was in high school and middle school, this really was the heyday of the Washington Capitals and Ovi really bursting onto the scene and being, you know, talked about as one of the greatest of all time. This when the Redskins were terrible. This was a hockey town for a lot of my adolescence growing up. People care about the Caps. I'm be real with you. If it wasn't for Alex Ovechkin, you think that I would be turning on a hockey game on TNT, AWOD? Hell no. So I think you make a tremendous point. The way he has grown the sport, I don't – can you point to another athlete in a sport that has been directly responsible for growing it the way Alex Ovechkin is? Like, it's crazy to think about.
It's LeBron James level in basketball,
yeah,
but basketball was already so
for
huge.
For sure. I'm trying to – like, baseball, is there anybody in baseball that, you know, single-handedly helped grow the game the way Ovechkin did? I think it's been awesome to watch. I love the way – this town, like last night, I'm watching the pregame show, a Monumental, and they're live outside in front of the arena.
Yeah.
And you knew going into it, first of all, this was a get-right game for the Capture. Loses a 4 out of 5. Chicago, god-awful.
It was a rough start for him,
too. It was. It was. But when he scores, what is it, 352 into the game, the place comes completely unglued, man. I was really, really, really excited to... Obviously, I wasn't there, but it felt like I was a part of it just by watching it, man. Rarely in sports, right? You know the feeling, AWOD, when something cool happens, you get goosebumps, you get chills, like you're actually there. When he scores 352 into the damn thing, I said, whoa.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of those nights.
Yeah, no, I felt the same way. And I think the coverage has been fantastic on the radio and on TV. It's now become a circus. It's a traveling road show. It's going to be crazy on Sunday. And if he doesn't score, it'll continue next week. But it's so cool because we've seen this circus before when records are broken, but not for the D.C. guy. Wanted to go out to the phone lines real quick, hear from the callers. Let's go to line 2. We've got Dylan in St. Mary's on the Fan. Dylan, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas?
How are you feeling about Alex Ovechkin?
Dude, I mean, I'm sure I'm not alone in saying that he is and probably has been for a little bit the undisputed GOAT of DC sports. And he definitely, like Nell was talking about, like reinvigorated my love for hockey personally. Like with that whole cup run in 2018, like I'm not actually a Caps fan. Like I'm a DC sports fan of everything else, but through some circumstances, I'm a Canadiens fan. And just after that, like, I've really locked into hockey and, like, just watching him, you know, skate the cup around the ice. Like, that was an emotional moment for anyone watching. And ever since, just watching this chase has been legendary. And, like, yeah, to be in that building yesterday, and I'm sure all the people making the trip up to New York on Sunday, like, it's going to be the where were you kind of moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you look back and everyone knows where they were when it happened.
Remember where you are so you can remember where you were, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Yep, good call.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be locked in and watching.
Yep, absolutely. Good call, Dylan. Appreciate you chiming in. Our buddy Chris Russell, the Rooster, was in the building. He joins us right now. Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. What's going on, Rooster?
Guys, it's good to hear you both on at the same time. Mad Max made this incredibly awkward when he asked if I wanted to make this a radio menage a trois, and I said, sure, why not?
I mean, me, you, and Linnell, sign me up. Give us a whiteboard and some X's and O's. Let's talk football. But today we got to talk Ovechkin.
Yeah, that is a bleeping triple threat if I've ever seen one myself. But, yeah, no, it was awesome last night. And, you know, hey, what, I've been listening to you all morning. I had some, unfortunately, some taxes to do, so I had some driving to do. So I appreciate the fact that you've been pumping up and that you're so excited. You can always tell your natural passion in your voice. I think Linnell has to work a little bit harder to get excited for hockey, but that's okay. He can.
You got to work a little harder to get a better cell phone. Is he gone? What's going on, Max? I do not hear Chris Russell. He's probably ranting in his car right now.
You know, this happens with Chris quite a bit. His phone's...
Oh, my goodness. Rooster, why don't you call us back?
Yeah, he fell off the line. Linnell's fired up. It's a whole mess in here right now, baby.
So Alex Ovechkin has tied Wayne Gretzky. But I also talked about this with Max. I surprised Max with this. He broke a different kind of record yesterday with his second goal. It led to the win over the Blackhawks. Ovechkin recorded his 136th career game-winning goal, passing Jaromir Jagr for most in NHL history. He's not just a goal scorer, but he's a clutch performer. And I also don't think he gets enough credit for how many assists he's had throughout his entire career. Rooster, you wanted to continue your rant?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I lost you guys there for a second. But anyway, I was just trying to say, you know, like, I really thought he was going to get it done last night. Even before 894, he had a flurry at the end of the second period where he was just blistering shots. And then obviously that last shift late in the third period after the empty netter by Ryan Leonard, which, you know, again, I didn't know how Alex felt until after the game. I think it was Emily Kaplan of ESPN that asked him, you know, about, hey, man, did you kind of refuse or not want to score into an empty net? And Alex did not want to do that. And Spencer Carberry, you know, confirmed that and said, you know, he gave him the opportunity. He just wanted to make sure. He kept asking him. And Alex just did not, I guess, want to cheapen out the record despite having the opportunity to do it at home. I think the great celebration after 894 maybe helped that. But I wouldn't have minded him scoring in an empty net and setting the record last night in front of the home fans, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's cool that the circus will continue to Sunday and maybe onward. Rooster, I appreciate you chiming in. Final segment of AWOD Radio before we hand it off to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I want to hear from you. We'll take your calls. What is most surprising? The fact that he broke his leg and then came back 5 weeks later, all the goals at 39 years old, or maybe just the team's success? It's been an incredible season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. History. We are talking about history today on AWOD Radio. 893 and 894 on the career of Alex Ovechkin scored last night, Capital One Arena, for the Washington Capitals. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on Team 980, Richmond 910 AM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Max, I was asking you during the break, will anyone in the DMV have the stones to name their child Ovi? Little Ovi. Will there be Ovis run around the DMV because of his iconic season? You know, Ovechkin Epstein has a pretty good ring to it, if you ask me.
I think I'd love that.
I mean, just an amazing season, an amazing career. We talked about this before the show, Max, that, you know, we were dedicating the whole show to Alex Ovechkin tying Wayne Gretzky's record. And, you know, I'll admit, you know, I don't watch 82 hockey games every single year, but I will say I watched every single year that Alex Ovechkin's played for the Capitals. Like, I've seen his entire career. And so that's the coolest thing about this, is this is not like a hired gun that came to D.C. For the end of his career, like Bruce Smith or Jason Taylor. I mean, the list goes on for Commanders players, or even Michael Jordan with the Wizards. We got a GOAT to start his career in Washington, to be raised by the Capitals, turn into a man, have kids in a Capitals jersey, become the greatest of all time in a Capitals jersey. Like, we got him in his prime, and it feels like his prime has never ended. It's just, it's amazing. And so, you know, we talked about this. How many people became Capitals fans or hockey fans simply just because of Alex Ovechkin? It's probably a ton.
Probably a ton around here, for sure. Because this is such a big area for it. That and hockey's just, it's taken, in my lifetime, it's taken the area by storm.
Yeah, no, totally agree. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Andre in Manassas. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, man? By the way, tell Linnell Tiger Woods, you know, he probably brought more people to the sport. Listen, I was leaving work late last night. I'm talking about like after 12 o'clock in the morning, and I had an opportunity to listen to, I guess, Infinity National News and Sports Talk Radio. And the whole subject on my ride back to Manassas was this Alex Ovechkin goal-beating Wayne Gretzky thing just wasn't big national news. It wasn't, you know, it's big here in D.C., but the national media wasn't covering it as if it was something else. But there was no, like, break-ins in, or cut-ins, you know, if somebody's – and I realized, you know, hockey doesn't necessarily lend itself like baseball does to an at-bat if someone's chasing an at-bat record or a pitch record or, you know, there just wasn't a whole lot of national buzz. Even the actual coverage of the actual game, I think, you know, it was on, like, you know, ESPN 5. It wasn't, you know, I think TNT was showing, you know, the reruns of the movie Meg. Megalodon lover. And, you know, I didn't realize that. I mean, everything, my whole circle is, you know, DC sports. But, you know, listen to that guy talk, you know, it was like, you know, why is it? Is it because it's A, it's hockey? Is it B, because, you know, Alex is Russian? Why is it that from a national standpoint, was it women's basketball going on? That
no.
Is not
so, Andre, I think because he was two goals away. Because now every single network – Yahoo Sports, New York Post, CBS Sports, NPR, NBC News, AP News, NBC National, Awful Announcing, Men's Journal. Everybody's talking about it now. I think it was because he was two goals away. But now that he's tied it, I think it is going to be national news for the next 24 hours plus.
Oh, I mean, I hope so. I guess so. But I think at the end of the day, I guess I'll also have to realize, you know, it is hockey. Hockey is, you know, the third, fourth sport here. I mean, everyone was like, "Whoa, what about the you know, the tournament they just had, the foursome, whatever, the big tournament they had."
Four Nations.
But it was like, yeah, Four Nations. But it was like, you know, who are the other two nations besides Canada and the United States who played? You know, no one can really tell me that. Like, I mean, that's the hardcore sports fans, but, you know, everybody else knows Four Nations, but they can't say who the other two nations were, aside from Canada and the U.S. So I think at the end of it, it is hockey. And, it's, you know, I'm not complaining. I mean, he's our guy, Alex is, and I'm excited. But, you know, I guess maybe I'm complaining a little bit. That's not as
– Well,
finally,
Andre,
I
would say
– has something, and we're not big in the spotlight.
I would say sit back, relax, and watch it be the number one story on the entire planet for the next 24 hours leading up to the game that hopefully he breaks the record. I also will say, I mean, there's so much going on in the sports world. I mean, we got the freaking Final Four today. We had women's games yesterday. We got the NBA gearing up for the postseason, NFL draft, and the NFL is always, you know, dominating the news cycle. So there's a lot going on, but it is still now national news, and it will be national news all the way leading up through the pregame into the postgame of tomorrow's game. Let's go to Little real quick before we get out of here. What's up, Little?
Pat, I'm always good at chopping up with you, man. I'm glad I got in because Linnell always put me on a freeze, man. Shout out to my man, Mad Max, the hardest working producer in the DMV, Mad Max. Give him a shout out. Hey, look, if I had a money line bet, I guess he's probably working a double today. Hey, look.
Actually, not today. I'm impressed.
Now, hey, you know what? I like to see him break that record in Pittsburgh. Ooh, that would be sweet.
Yeah.
To break that record right there. And, you know what I'm saying? Because, look, he considered the GOAT now. I was telling Max, he break this record, he considered the GOAT. I mean, I saw Mario Lemieux. I done been about 5 hockey games. You know, my establishment that I own is right up the street from Smash Burger from the stadium. Man, I done been about 5 hockey games, man. But when they was winning, when they won it all, man, I was rocking and rolling up in that joint. But look, let me give a shout out to my man, Lou. Sweet Lou, I ain't heard nothing from you, Lou. He pulled Lou. Hey, Lou. Lou a black man, but you know that hockey. Hey, look, God bless y'all. Stay up, man. The GOAT.
I appreciate you chiming in, Little. Always fun to hear from you. We've got to run. Thank you, Alex Ovechkin, for making me a bigger hockey fan, for making me a bigger Capitals fan. Thank you for all these incredible memories. I will be in front of a television on Sunday to watch Capitals against the Islanders. And again, shout out to Coach Carberry. I mean, this is almost overshadowing the fact that this is one of the best seasons we've had since the Stanley Cup, one of the best records we've had since the Stanley Cup. It's all been incredible season, and I believe he will break it in time for them to regroup and then hopefully go on a long playoff journey. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio. Linnell Willingham coming up next from Washington, D.C.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.